to us. Thank you because you are the light. And in you we have light. And by you we have been made light. Thank you for by your spirit and your grace, we are shining brighter, better, stronger to the glory of God the Father. And the believer shouts. Is that your best shout? Let me hear the believer shout of glory. Say this with me. I am a light. Because the Father of light gives birth to me. I am born of God. And because I'm born of God, I am a light of the world. I'm shining brighter and better to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is the light. I live in him. He lives in me. My Father is the light. Our family is a light family. We shine brighter above the power of darkness. We shine gloriously and we walk in victory. Each and every day of my life are days of glory, victory, joy, peace, health, wealth, success, and victory. Let me hear believers shout of amen. Take your seat, people of Jesus. And we make welcome again this evening, everyone joining us to the world of life this day. Can you celebrate Jesus' people joining us everywhere this evening? And let's quickly go to the Bible, John chapter number 8, and I read number 12. John 8 verse 12. John 8 and verse number 12. Are you glad you are in the house this evening? All right, watch this. That then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Now, take note. I take note of this verse again. Each and every time I read, I see something new. Is that okay? So take note of this verse again. He said, he who follows me shall not walk. He did not say, he who follows me may not. Is that okay? So he uses a definite article there that shall not, to tell you the strength of what Jesus was talking about, that he knew what he was saying to the fullest. So he said, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness. I've explained what it means to follow him. Is that okay? To follow him simply means that you receive his word, you take him at his word, and you are living by his word. That is how you follow. Following him does not mean that you are saying, Jesus, where are you? Let me follow your footstep. No, that is not what he's saying. The new creation is born of God, so you are in Christ. It's like a pregnant woman. Wherever a pregnant woman goes, her pregnancy goes. Have you seen a pregnant woman that left her pregnancy in the house? Or as she's going out, she give her pregnancy to a friend or to her husband. Say, honey, please, honey, hold this pregnancy for me. I'm coming. Hello? Wherever the pregnant woman goes, that is where her pregnancy goes. Wherever Jesus goes, that is where the new creation goes. Wherever Christ is, that is where the new creation is, because we are in him. I'm suspecting your amen now. Because we are in him, wherever he is, that is where we are. And whosoever he is, that is who we are. Hallelujah. Oh, let me help you a little more. Whatsoever he has, that is what you have. This will help you better. Whatsoever he can do, that is what you can do. So Jesus said, I am the light. I have explained a little that light is the same light at the curation. Actually, Genesis chapter number 1 is the summary of the new curation. Is the summary of salvation to the world. The best way Apostle Moses could describe it is what he used in that chapter number 1 to explain. And God said, light be, and light was. The entrance of that light is the curative power to the world. So the entrance of that light is salvation. The entrance of that light is freedom. The entrance of that light is direction. The entrance of that light is peace. The entrance of that light is right knowledge. The entrance of that light is clarity. The entrance of that light is joy unending. The entrance of that light is life. Hallelujah. Wherever that light is, life is. Freedom is, dominion is, grace is, salvation is. So Jesus was actually the light, and he still is. When he said, I am simply means that is yesterday, today, and forever. So Jesus was that light in Genesis. So the light in Genesis chapter 1 is the light in John chapter 1. And is the same light in James, in Matthew. Holy Spirit. Let me slow down a little. All right? Now, Jesus is the description of the Father to us. Write it down. Jesus is the description of the Father God to humanity. In other words, it is Jesus that revealed God to us. Our revelation of God is our understanding of Jesus. Our revelation of God is our understanding of Jesus. You will never know God more than your knowledge of Jesus Christ. You will never know God more than your knowledge of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. What he's simply saying is that the Father God also is the light. So God is light, Jesus is light, and guess what? You also, you are light. Our revelation of God is our knowledge of Jesus. So if you don't know Jesus, you don't know God. And whatsoever you know of Jesus is what you know of God. Shouted, God is my light. Say it better, the Lord is my light. Well, you just said something now that is important. I need to slow down a little before I pick on what I want to say next. God is my light. It's different from God gives me light. God is my light. It's different from God gives me light. It's a great thing. It's big that God gives you light. Are you hearing me? But that God himself is your light. Oh, good God Almighty. Maybe only one person is hearing me. Say it again. The Lord is my light. You know what? I just quoted a scripture in Psalm. Is that okay? One of the things David said. And in his knowledge of God, he came to an understanding that the Lord is his light. And because the Lord is his light, he said, the Lord also is my salvation. Psalm 27, you remember? Verse number 1, you can bring it up. Let me just use one. You have it plenty. The Lord is my light. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Write this down. If the Lord is your light, the devil and his cohort has eternally failed in your life. Oh, good God Almighty. They may gather around you, but you know what, people of Jesus, don't fix your eyes on darkness. Fix your eyes on the light. Because darkness has no say-so where light shines. I say it again to you this day, that light does not struggle with darkness. light is not in combat with darkness. It's not saying, light is not fighting in wrestling with darkness. Light conquered darkness and displayed darkness. When light talk, darkness does not say anything. When light speak, darkness is silent. That is why light, it was the first thing we saw at the creation. I mean, even science today have eventually agreed that the first thing that happened in the world was light. But I said, why did it take them that long? Genesis chapter 1 told us very long time ago. Are you hearing me? That the first thing that happened on earth was light. And I hope you know, it's not the light of the sun. But watch that psalm before I move on. It said, the Lord is my light. You see the personality? The Lord is my light. And this same Lord is my salvation. Because light means salvation. And watch the next statement. Who shall I fear? So where light is, fear is vanished. Understand this, that he did not say, the Lord gives me light, which is good. If the Lord gives you light, it's a great thing. But at this point now, the Lord himself is my light. The Lord himself is my salvation. So hear this. I will never walk in darkness since the Lord is my light. Because the Bible says there is no darkness in him at all. As in, you cannot see darkness in God. So whatsoever darkness connotes is not in God. Darkness means confusion, weakness, sickness, failure, death, poverty, sin. All this, you can't find them in light. Because the light stands for righteousness. The Lord is my light. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. So this is it. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Where we read in John chapter number 8 verse 12. And you have it everywhere in John. I am the light. I am the light. I am the light. Now, but hear the next statement, that the Lord also, our Father God, he also is the light. Hallelujah. So that means our family is the light family. Our family is what? The light family. 1 John chapter number 1. Help me tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you are light. Are you sure your neighbor is hearing you? Good God Almighty. What a blessing this evening. Amen. And as I'm talking, our Father in the Lord walked in the person of Bishop Timothy Olagoke. Dada! Is that how to shout? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are welcome, sir. I mean, right from airport, straight to church. You are welcome, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Amen. All right. Glory, hallelujah. All right, take your seat, people of Jesus. Thank you for honoring grace. Amen. All right, 1 John chapter number 1. I would have loved to read from verse number 1, but that may really take my time. Can we run it? Okay, let's run it. We'll run it a little down to verse 7. Watch this. It said, that which was from the beginning. You know, I like Brother John for one thing. Brother John decided to pick up his own story about God, about the world, from Genesis chapter 1. Do you get it? All other people that write, especially the New Testament, none of them picked it from Genesis chapter 1 like John picked. John picked everything from Genesis chapter 1. Brother Paul picked his own from Genesis chapter 2. And he refers to some things like that. But John picked it from chapter 1 so that we can see the relationship of the scripture. The Bible agrees to be one. It's a unique book. What was said at the beginning was said at the middle, said at the end. Because the entire book referred to one person, Jesus. The entire book. So it's about one person. So there is some people say Bible contradicts itself. Well, it depends on how you are reading it and who is your teacher. Hallelujah. If the Holy Spirit is your teacher and you have teachers according to what God designed, you will see that that book is just about one person and it never contradicts itself. So Brother John picks his own story also right from Genesis chapter 1. So watch what he's saying here again. We are yet to read John chapter number 1. Watch this. He said, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Underline that in your Bible. Concerning the word of life. Because Jesus said, whosoever hath me hath the light, and we never walk in darkness, but we have the light of life. The word of life and the light of life is one and the same. Because the entrance of his word brings light. So wherever his word is, light is. The word of light, of life, and light of life is one and the same. So Jesus is the light because Jesus is the word. Okay? The next verse. It said, the life was manifested. I like this. And we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us. Shout it, the life has manifested to me. you are the manifestation of the life of the Father. The next verse, let me be moving. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 4. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. One of the purpose of this meeting is so that your joy can be full again and again and again. You can never come for what feast and remain the same. How? Even the devil knows that you cannot remain the same. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. So you try to look for darkness, you will never find in God. And if you cannot find darkness in him, you cannot find sickness in him. You cannot find poverty in him. You cannot find sin in him. You cannot find failure in him. You cannot find rejection in him. I mean, you were rejected before, but now you are accepted in Christ. Because in him dwells all good and perfect gift. So everything that described God was manifested to us. The true nature of God was manifested to us in the person of Jesus Christ. He made the invisible God visible to humanity. So you say you are looking for God, just see Jesus. Okay? If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, you see that now? We lie. Why? No darkness in him. So if we are in fellowship with a good God, darkness is disappearing already. I mean, the power of darkness is conquered. You cannot be in fellowship with him. Remember, Jesus said, if you follow me, that is fellowshipping with me, you will never walk in darkness. So you cannot have fellowship in him and have darkness around you, or darkness dominating you, or darkness controlling you. You've heard before that believers, church people, believers, going from places to places looking for deliverance from the power of darkness. Have you heard it before? In fact, listen, you have not just heard it before. Some of you have gone before you got here. I mean, no, I'm not saying now. I mean, before you got here, say amen to that. Amen. Man of God, deliver me from the power of darkness. He said, where are they? From the village. I mean, you are in the city, they are in the village. You are far from them. That's just by the way. But no, you know what? Listen to this. He said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. And do not practice the truth. Because the truth testify of the true light. That was the true light that lightened every man coming to this world. So the true light chased out, conquered darkness completely. So if you said you are in fellowship with him and you claim that you are at the same time you are walking in darkness or the power of darkness dominates you, he said you are lying. It's not your pastor that is lying. You. You are lying. Why? No darkness in him. And you know what? If there is no darkness in him, there is no darkness in you. So why he said you are lying is because you are not saying the truth. You cannot say that you are in fellowship with light and at the same time walking in darkness. That is a lie. They are not in agreement. There is no correlation. I mean, Brother Paul put it like this. No concord, no agreement between light and darkness. So you cannot say that you are in fellowship with him and at the same time you are walking in the light, I mean in darkness, or darkness is dominating you. It's a big lie. So watch the next verse. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all our sins. And the people shout. So what I'm saying is that God is light also, but Jesus made it clear that we also are the light of the world. So listen, Jesus is light, our Father is light, we also, we are light. Because he said you will have the light when you believe. And those that believe already have the light. Let me just read one more verse there to you. Matthew chapter number 5 that's been read today. Wow. Thank you, Father. Look at Matthew chapter number 5. Verse number 13. Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. The next verse, 14. You are the light of the world. Does that sound like what Jesus said in John chapter number 8 about himself? I am the light of the world. Do you know one of the reasons why Jesus did not sin when he walked the earth? Do you know one of the reasons? He was conscious of what he was saying. And all that he was saying was what the Father had said. But most of us in church today, one of the reasons why it looks as if darkness is still having free will in our lives, we are not conscious of what we are saying. At times we just say things so that, are you a believer? You say, yes. Are you a Christian? Yes. Are you a child of God? Yes. But you are not too sure of what you are saying. Listen. If you are conscious that you are the light of the world, you shine the same way he shines. Understand this. Your knowledge of who you are is your dominion over sin. Your knowledge, your true knowledge of who you are is your dominion over the power of darkness. He said, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. I like to put it like this. A city that is set on the hill, show. Do you understand that paraphrase? A city that is set on the hill does what? Show. You know what show mean in our colloquial language? Show. Just manifest. Show.
So waiting to happen there is now one guy they show. You understand? So listen, and when he's showing, he calls attention. Though most of the things that call people's attention are the bad guys. You do get it? But because you are the light, listen, God made us light and he did not put us under. He put us on the top so that right from there we shine and illuminate our world. We show because the Lord himself is our light. Write this down, please. The same capacity, ability that God uses in shining is also in us to shine. Hallelujah. I speak over your life today that the power of darkness is completely broken over your life. You will never have excuse ever again for failure in your life. You know, people quickly give excuse that it's the witches and wizards that stop them from making progress. But I asked myself this sincere question one day. I said, if witches and wizards did not stop Jesus, even when he died, the devil could not stop him from resurrecting. And I say, Christ is in me. Witches and wizards can no longer stop me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because even the devil trembled at my presence. You see how light think now. Light means illumination, understanding. Is that okay? So there is a light that you have been made, and there is light that you must have, which is understanding of what has happened to you. So I came to a conclusion. I can never be stopped in life. He has made me light. My job is to shine. He has made me light. My job is to reign. So because you are light, dominion is given to you. At last, God's dream in Genesis chapter 1 is fulfilled. Let them have dominion over all the works of our hands. I'm glad to announce to you that you in Christ is the fulfillment of that statement. Hallelujah. Because you are the light. John chapter number 1. This is beautiful. Jesus is Lord. What John chapter number 1 from verse number 1, please. This is the characteristics of who you are, of who we are, the light. The characteristics of this light is this. John 1 from verse number 1. Not first John, John 1. Thank you. In the beginning was the Word. Can you see the Word again? You know, I told you that Brother John picked all his story from the beginning. Is that okay? He went back straight to Genesis chapter 1. So you could see the relationship between Genesis chapter 1 and John chapter 1. Is that okay? Are you with me, people of Jesus? You must understand your Bible and the relationship that you have there. All right? So he said, in the beginning was the Word. And in Genesis chapter 1, you have in the beginning. Is that okay? God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form. And darkness covered everywhere. Is that okay? But John picked it from here. He said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. It's still as relevant as Genesis chapter 1. Are you with me? All right, the next verse. He was in the beginning with God. The Word was in the beginning with God. So in that Genesis chapter 1, where it said, in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. We know then that the Word also was with God. And the Word was God. So it can be well said that in the beginning, the Word created heavens and the earth. Is that okay? Now, you will appreciate the power of words in your mouth with this. That if the Word created the heavens and the earth, then the Word can correct things that are wrong. So this will help you to appreciate what you are saying with your mouth. You know, some people think that the purpose of their mouth is just to eat loy loy and five alive la casera indomie. If that is what you depend on, you will live indomie life. But there is a life that is superior to all those. The Bible calls it the imperishable life, the indestructible life, the life that no weapon formed against can prosper. All right? He said, all things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. So, he's still talking about the word. I hope you understand. Does that sound like Genesis chapter 1? God created heaven and the earth. All things was made by him. Is that okay? So, the word made all things. The word is the creator of all things, because the word is the same as God. In him was life, and the life in him was the light of men. Oh, good God. You just miss a place to shout. Before I read verse 5, Jesus said, whosoever follows me will have the light of life. The light of life. In him was life, and that life is the light of men. Are you thinking with me? In him is light. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. Here now, when Jesus was talking in John chapter number 8, verse 12, he said, whosoever follows me, we have the light of life. So, the light produces life, and the life produces light. So, if you have the life, you have the light. If you have the light, you have the life. So, how do I get the life and the light? By the word. If you have the word, you have the son. If you have the son, you have the life. If you have the life, you have the light. That is salvation. Hallelujah. That is what it means to be born again. Shout it, I have the word. I have the son. I have the light. I have the life. I am unkillable. You better say it well. Because some people are already afraid that some people want to kill them. Shout it again, I am unkillable. Indestructible. Untouchable. The Bible says our Father dwells in an unapproachable light. As in where God is, the description of that place is unapproachable light. In other words, nobody can approach. No death can approach. No devil can approach. The brightness of that light, the illumination of that light, destroy anything that approach it. Because that light is so mighty. And you and I, we have come to Mount Zion. We have come to the Father. We are born of God. Where God is, we are. So we have entered that realm of an unapproachable light. But when you are not conscious of it, you will talk yourself out and hand over yourself to the devil. Unapproachable light. He dwells in an unapproachable light. That is the description of Brother Paul by the Spirit in 1 Timothy. Glory be to God. Okay, watch now. So, the light is the one that gives the life, and the life gives the light. Even naturally, you can think about this. The moment, they don't call them NEPA again, but even NEPA name is still stronger than whatever they are giving themselves now. Am I right? Yeah. The moment they bring light, you will hear, "Help NEPA!" Suddenly, life, things begin to happen. You start hearing music in people's houses. You understand what I'm saying? Jing, 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 jing. Life continues. But if they take the light, they say, then everybody goes to bed early. Oh, you think I'm joking? It's happening in your house now. Immediately, you say, I beg, let's go and sleep. You say, I don't want to on generator this night. Fuel is expensive. Let's go and sleep. Do you understand? Why? No light. But the moment they bring the light, are you sleeping? They say, no, I'm about to. But they've brought light. Let's go and continue. So people enjoy the presence. I mean the physical light. People enjoy the presence of light more than absence of light. Listen, people should enjoy your presence. Because you are the light of the world. But if you are coming and people say, he's coming. Avoid him. Something is wrong somewhere. Light attracts. And I speak over your life this day that you are attracting great and mighty things. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Watch this. He said, and the light shines in the darkness. I like that statement. Because, listen, what gives opportunity for light to shine is actually darkness. So this is telling us that you and I in Christ need not to be afraid of darkness. The increase of darkness is the opportunity for you to shine better and brighter. Hallelujah. He said, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. So there is the light, there is the darkness. So that tells me that the light here is not talking about just the light that we have, as in our bulbs. Because the light here is a person or a kingdom. And the darkness also is a person or a kingdom. And thanks be unto God who has translated us from the kingdom of darkness. Hello? He has translated us from the kingdom of darkness so that you can shine and darkness cannot comprehend you. So those who are in the kingdom of darkness, they don't talk about shining. It is those who have been delivered from the kingdom of darkness that shines and transforms that world. Because darkness does not have a say-so over light. Hallelujah. So when you live your life in Christ as it is designed for you to live, you shine over darkness of any kind. Darkness bow at the presence of the light. Jesus is Lord forevermore. Can you give him praise, people of Jesus? Now listen. He said that same light that shines in Genesis, that same God who called forth light to shine out of darkness. It's interesting. God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You can't separate the Word from God. So it means then that God also is light. God is the light. Jesus is the light. You are the light. That is the I Am family. This family of the new creation is the I Am family. Whatsoever is true of the Father is true of the Son. Hallelujah. All right. So verse number 2 of that same John, what Moses said in Genesis, John is saying now in John. He was in the beginning with God. The Word was in the beginning with God. 3. Verse 3. Keep rolling. We are going to 5. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. How many of you remember that in Genesis chapter number 1, until the light came forth, nothing happened? Hello? There was chaos. There was trouble. Toho-boho everywhere. But the moment the light be, every other thing started coming to place. Do you understand? So the light is the origin of life. It's the source of life. That was why Jesus in John chapter number 8 verse 12 says that whosoever follows me will not walk in darkness but have the light.
light of life. Hallelujah. I like the Bible. It's so beautiful. Sweet. Watch verse number 4. In him was life. That is in the word. And the life was the light of men. Hello? Hello? Jesus said,